The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome back and happy Skews Day to you. Today is July 13th, 2021. I'm Trey Crowder, and that there is Mark Agee. What's up, Mark?
Nothing, Trey. I was just watching a little basketball before we got on. Team USA finally pulled one out, looks like.
Oh, did they? Those scrappy underdogs. Team USA basketball finally pulling out a win. Yeah, it's been tough sledding for them. Lost two in a row. They just don't have it. They just don't have what it takes, I guess, Mark. Team USA basketball.
Nah, I'm sure a smarter person like me could write a whole essay about the decline of American empire as it relates to Team USA and American basketball. But at least we're not the only country getting humiliated at sports we basically invented, considering how England handled the world the Euro Cup. At least we don't take our losses out on entire races.
Yeah, so at least there's that. Anybody that doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, Team USA basketball and pre-Olympic exhibitions, and of course they're stacked to the gills with all-star players. They lost to Nigeria and then Australia back to back, but I guess they're about to pull one out though.
Yeah, Argentina, they're up by 23 last time I saw in the fourth quarter, so hopefully they hang on.
Well, good for them. Classic underdog story. All right, with us as always,
basically Rudy.
Producer Matt, doing his Producer Matt stuff. This is Weekly Skews. Real quick, I want to remind y'all that I'm going back on the road, finally, doing live shows. You can go to Well Red, that's Well R-E-D, WellRedComedy.com to get tickets and check out the dates and stuff. Hope to see y'all down that dusty trail. We're kicking things off July 23rd and 24th in Birmingham, Alabama. And Lord, I cannot wait. So, yeah, I also can't wait for the show this evening. Tonight, Mark and I will be commiserating on the ever-expanding dumbasseries of our old stomping grounds, Texas and Tennessee, respectively. Two states united in drama since the days of the Alamo. Mark lived in Texas for years. I'm a born and raised Tennessean. They're both on some bullshit right now. So we're going to go in on it. We got some other fun stuff for you as well on tonight's Skews. But first, let's circle back to the Lone State the Lone Star State. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Mark. Let's circle back to the Lone Star State for our Daily Dumbass. Matt, graphic, please. Tonight's DD, Donald Trump Jr. for striking out with a corked bat while speaking at CPAC in Dallas. Matt, play the clip, please.
You know, Texas has always led the charge. Well, till about like a couple months ago, and then Austin sort of took over. Like, I don't know, guys. Like, Texas was leading the charge. You're still top 25. But we got to work on that stuff because those people have lost their minds. Right? The people's...
I love that apparently in Junior's head, he was like, oh, you know what they'll love, I bet, is if I mess with Texas. That's what I should do.
He's up there like, barbecue should have sauce and chili should have beans. Just like playing all the anti-Texas hits. I mean, like, look, this is the easiest crime. All he had to do was, like, if he just said, you know, look, me and you have been there. If he, this one you pull out of, how about them Cowboys? Let's hear it for the troops. You know, you kind of like,
support the troops. How about them Cowboys? Start a USA chant, whatever. The possibilities were endless for what he could have done, but he went with talk shit about them directly to their face. Like, it's so hard to bomb in this scenario, you know? Like, if you're this guy in this situation with this crowd, it's like you got to try hard to bomb, I think, which is what he did. And then he bombed.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm not sure why. There's two reasons the joke bombed. All right. One, these are all people from outside Texas who don't understand Texas city rivalries and why Dallas audience would hate Austin. Right. Or two, this is like, I'm not the first person living in Texas to have this talk, but like, Texas politics is crazy because the people that have an idea of what Texas is and moved there and buy cowboy boots and start saying rootin' tootin', right? Like, a lot, the huge chunk of the Texas House delegation isn't from there. Chip Roy, all those people, they just like, Texans are maniacs, I'll be a maniac, right? Like, Alan West is running for governor, he's from Florida. Like, it's like Ted Cruz is from Canada. You know, like, this isn't like, so it's possible that actual Texans were like, why are you fucking shitting on Austin, bro? We like Austin. Willie Nelson's from Austin. They got good food. I don't say they got good tacos, you know? I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, so, yeah, this happened at CPAC, which, like, so the last CPAC was just, like, 6 months ago or something, right? Or, like, so, like, wasn't it?
I was thinking
when this came up, I was like, it's time for another one. But I think the one before this was in Florida in like January or something. It wasn't even a full year ago, but they had another one. It was time.
Yeah. They're very profitable. They sell a lot of tickets. They've already announced another spinoff one happened in a couple months. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, yeah. So, you know, you'll never believe this, but a lot of silly shit happened here. One thing that happened was Matt Gaetz set up his own CPAC with blackjack and hookers. It's a Futurama reference. He wasn't invited to speak there. So what he did was he got the room down the hall and just had his own talk. Where he referred to Omar and AOC and them as the Jihad Squad and was just playing all the hits, just pandering his ass off to a crowd of like a couple dozen people in some offshoot at CPAC where he wasn't invited to attend. So that's how he's doing.
I'm actually amazed that they didn't give him a spot. I guess maybe the insiders know more about his child trafficking allegations, what about to come down from it, and then we do never know. But Nick Fuentes showed up. He's that the YouTube guy who's his fans are called Groypers. They're America First white nationalists, and they kicked him out real quick. So we finally found a line of people that the CPAC doesn't want to be associated with. But it did get extremely crazy. Like, check out, for one, we're gonna get some anti-vax nonsense later. But the check out Madison Cawthorn here describing government.
And now they're starting to talk about going door to door to be able to take vaccines to the people. Think about the mechanisms they would have to build to be able to actually execute that massive of a thing, and then think about what those mechanisms could be used for. They could then go door to door, take your guns. They again go door to door, take your Bibles. Yeah. And so it's serious. And bro,
Trey, just imagine how horrific it would be if the government knew you where you lived and had the capability of going door to door to say, deliver your mail.
Right. Yes. Delivering. Imagine the horror of the government coming to your house and your neighbor's house is delivering things to you, and the dystopia that would represent if the government was able to do that. Where are they at on taking down the mail, by the way? Like, remember, that was the whole thing. They went after the mail at one point, finally.
I'm not up on the legal fine points, but the business community fucked up and won some lawsuits this week about how the structure of federal agencies should be handled and whether the president has like the authority to fire people at will. And because they won, Biden got to start firing a lot more people at Trump than installed in career civil service jobs. So, I have a feeling that the mail, that Biden, he fired a couple people in the mail, the board of the post office. They're setting up the dominoes to go to fire DeJoy, Louis.
So, DeJoy, but on this note, though, like, I've heard people say at certain times, like, if we didn't have the mail and the mail came out right now as a proposal, do you think they would be super opposed to it and shoot it down? People say the same things about, like, fire departments. Like, we take these things for granted, these socialist enterprises or whatever, these big government enterprises, because we just already have them and everybody, you know, benefits from them. But if they didn't exist and someone proposed them now, these same motherfuckers would be vehemently opposed to a lot of them, right?
We've talked about cops as an example of this before. If cops didn't exist and Obama had proposed them, it'd been like Obama wants to put an armed agent of the state on the corner, every corner of America, to enforce, you know, communist groupthink or whatever. Right. But even stuff like municipal water departments. Can you imagine if, like, they want to control what goes in your drinking water? I mean, there are those fluoride conspiracy theories and so forth. But, like, imagine, like, the whole Republican Party will be lined up against municipal water service. It's absolutely fucking insane. But a fun thing, they took a straw poll of the attendees there, and Donald Trump got 70%, so he's going to be a nominee.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's DeSantis surprising. Got 21. Tucker Carlson got 1. Ted Cruz got 1 in Texas, man. Jesus Christ.
So, again, this guy's son, whose name is his name, but with Junior on the end of it, bombed in front of this crowd. I just cannot emphasize enough how hard that is to do and how bad you have to be at speaking in front of people to fuck that up.
Part of it makes me think, like, we talk about this all the time, but, like, they don't have his magic, right? Whatever it is.
I can't coach that, dude.
No. So the idea that this movement's going to outlive him, they haven't found, there hasn't been a single person yet who has the magic. Maybe Kristi Noem, but maybe not.
Producer Matt's home state of South Dakota. Mm-hmm. She was shit talking other governors for putting up. Matt says she's at 0%.
She was
shit talking some other Republican governors for following, like, vaccination guidelines and stuff like that. So she's still out there doing it.
Ron DeSantis closed down Florida 5% for about a week and a half, and she's going to call him a COVID believing cuck. Fauci.
Oh, well, there went Mark. I'm going to text him real quick and tell him to come back. I don't know what happened, but I am going to keep talking is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep talking while also texting him. Mark, oh, there he is. Hey, Mark, I'm sorry. You went away for a second.
I was only gone for half a second on my end, but it feels like it was longer for you.
Yeah, I think it was actually maybe 1.5 seconds for me, but it did absolutely feel longer. Anyway, yeah, you're back now. So
missed you too, buddy.
But yeah, DeSantis, yeah, you know, he get. Noem comes after him for barely sort of kind of for a little while acknowledging COVID exists. And that's what happens when you dabble with crazy, right? You can't just do that. Our first honorable mention for Daily Dumbass is MAGA Pastor Jackson Lemire or something like that.
Yeah.
For thinking that the face eating leopards in QAnon would not eat his face for whatever reason.
Yeah. So he had run for state senate in Oklahoma, and part of his campaign, he did a couple appearances at some QAnon conferences and tried to recruit them for support.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with Mark. Matt, hit me in the private chat and tell me this is a Mark thing, right? Like, you can still see me. It's not me losing Mark. Mark, we keep losing you, buddy. It's okay.
I lost connection. We had problems with our internet earlier today. I don't know. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Your internet has been just a gleaming beacon in the darkness for me the past few weeks, so it's fine. Everybody has troubles every now and then. Anyway, go ahead. This dude, QAnon motherfucker.
So he ran for state senate in Oklahoma and appeared at some QAnon conferences and thought he had them on his side until he posted a picture of himself with his daughter, and she has red shoes, which apparently is a sign of the cabal. So now they're turning on him.
Hey, is this the actual picture, by the way? This is the picture that got him in trouble right here? Because there's an added layer of, like, sad humor to this for me that it's not actually him. It's a picture of him with his daughter wearing these red shoes. So it's just like, it's sad on a couple of levels. But anyway, those red shoes, harbinger of the Satan, right? Apparently. Clear sign.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of weird. All, like, he went and kissed their ass and it didn't work out good for him. It's weird. It's wild. People now they think he sex trafficked his own daughter.
So I just don't like, I know, like, you know, I'd sooner lasso the moon than try to make sense of these people's, you know, thought patterns and whatnot. I get that. But like, I don't understand how you think, like, if this dude is pandering to you and catering to you and everything, why in God's name would he then signal the pedophile vampires publicly like this? Do you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't he know better if he's on the inside and attempting this ruse? Wouldn't he know better than to do this? Again, I know I'm fucking Sisyphus right now, pushing this dipshit boulder up the hill. But like, I mean, what?
Buddy, if you were a vampiric satanic pedophile cabal, would you not send people to undercover to try to lead and co-op their movement? I mean, that's just basic pedophile cabal stuff right there, right? That's just a layup. But like these dudes keep doing this shit. Another recent example of this exact same thing happening. We talked about QAnon John before. He organized that big Q conference in Dallas. So yeah. QAnon John, who is QAnon's in his fucking name. He posted a picture of him and his wife, whose name is Q Queen Amy.
Yeah. So he posted a picture of him and Q Queen Amy, two darlings in the QAnon world. He posted a picture of them eating pizza. Just that's it. Just eating some pizza. Well, as you may remember, pizza, sign of the pedophilic vampire cult. That's right. Pizzagate. We all remember it. So, yes, he posted a picture of him and his wife. Their dinner, their meal of choice happened to be pizza that evening. And now they're being brigaded by Pizzagate truthers who believe that they're out there eating pizza and drinking the blood of children or what have you.
Yeah, this is exactly why they harassed Chrissy Teigen off the internet one time, is because she posted a picture of like a Golden Globes party eating pizza. And they're like, obviously she's in the cabal because she's signaling the rest of the cabal that she eats kids or whatever. So, yeah, they all.
And they chased her off the internet? Yeah, that's the thing. These people are like, they're highly mobilized. I've got a buddy. Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole story is Pete Dominic is a New York comic who has a serious satellite radio show, and I've done it a few times. And when I did it a couple weeks ago, and Pete's a great dude with children. He got wrapped up in the QAnon people somehow decided based on one tweet where he called some other QAnon person a dipshit. The QAnon people decided that Pete was a pedophile, right? Uh-huh. And dude, every post, everything he tweeted, every reply, everything he did, there was just a slew of these basement dwellers on there calling him a fucking kitty diddler and everything. And I don't know if or when it even ended. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, these people, like, they're they got nothing else to do, Mark. Like, they'll come after you, even if you purport to be on their side. You know, like, I don't know why anyone would willingly get into bed with these people, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, this is what Tom happens. Tom Hanks hasn't said he moved to Greece to get away from them, but I feel like he moved to Greece to get away from them. but it's like, it's wild. It's like, they're saying I'm a pedophile just because I eat pizza, just because I said Chrissy Teigen was a pedophile for eating pizza. It's not so unfair.
No, I agree with that. Yes, I want to very much separate shit like Pete Dominic versus these people. These people, they do deserve it. This is what you get when you lay down with fucking
dogs. Lunatics
come up with crazy, right? Like that's what happens. You know, that's just what you get. But I'm just saying, like, these people are they're dedicated to their missions of lunacy. But our next honorable mention for Daily Dumbass, vaccines. That's right. Vaccines are the dumbass tonight for convincing the religious right to believe in Darwinism or something. I can't even follow what they're thinking anymore. Matt, play the first part of this clip, please.
One thing I've always thought, and maybe you can guide me on this because obviously I'm not a doctor, but when I've always thought about vaccines, and I always think about just nature and the way everything works. And I feel like a vaccination in a weird way is just generally kind of going against nature. Like, I mean, if there is some disease out there, maybe there's just an ebb and flow to life where something's supposed to wipe out a certain amount of people, and that's just kind of the way evolution goes. Vaccines kind of stand in the way of that. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow what you're saying, buddy. It's eugenics. The real problem with his argument is like, yes, diseases do kill the weak. You know who's weak? Fucking kids, right?
Yeah.
Vaccines prevent.
Also, old people, like, this is Newsmax. I'm assuming they're, you know, I'm assuming they have a large chunk of the old motherfucker demographic. And please, y'all that are watching that are, we love y'all. We love our old people. That's not what I'm doing. Please don't.
We want you to live. He's trying to kill you.
Please don't. Yeah. We want you to live. Please don't get upset at us again. We've done this before, but I'm saying a lot of people who watch Newsmax are also presumably old. And yeah, they're the ones who would, like, he starts out by being like, listen, if you have some primary risk, you know, then sure, I guess. But otherwise, why would you do this? It's just nature. It's just natural selection. I don't know. It's the cherry picking. It's like they do with the Bible, you know what I mean? But cherry picking on a scientific basis now, where it's like, yeah, though, this is how nature's supposed to work, right?
Yeah.
And so because of that, this science cannot happen. I don't know how anybody keep. You need a court board with thumbtacks and red yarn to keep up with their logic on this shit.
A lot of things we take for granted about living in modern society, but like vaccines are one of those things. Like we can't even conceive of how horrific the world was. Now I brought up kids because I was looking at a graph of like childhood mortality rates. Like your odds of making it to 15 if you're born before 1900 were like 54%.
Dude, a lot of people wouldn't even name a baby. They wouldn't even name a child until it was like fucking 4 or 5 or something, because it was like, odds are it's gonna die. And that's insane. I have children. That is fucking crazy. But that's just how the world worked. That was just the reality of our existence for years and years. And then science and medicine found a way to curb that, and we are for some reason collectively trying to just turn that back. Like it just makes no sense to me.
We have no living misery, no living memory of the amount of misery and grief that we've eliminated. So we're just going to voluntarily do it a little bit of it again. Let's see a decent amount of it anyway.
But the thing is, there's been so many examples of prominent anti-COVID vaxxers, right, who have then died of COVID. You know what I mean? Like it's happened so many times and it doesn't seem to have any effect. Do you know what I mean? Like are they just going to keep just steering in to this storm? Do you know what I mean? No matter what happens. Cause I was going to say something you know, they do this and then we'll see what happens, but we have seen what happens and it doesn't matter. You know, Herman Cain's people are tweeting posthumously that it's fine. It's nothing to worry about after he has died because of it. Like
there was a story last week where a guy who was 42 died of COVID after not refusing to get vaccinated, and his wife was like, he was still happy about his decision to not get vaccinated,
right?
It's just like putting your hand on a hot stove and and keeping it there, like this is fine.
There was a guy, I don't want to, like some dude that Corey somewhat kind, some dude in Corey, senior Georgia correspondent Corey Forrester, some dude in his region died of COVID, and his family and stuff were like suggesting people after the fact to like not wear a mask, like in his honor. Do you know what I mean? Like this is what he would have wanted, is for you to not wear a mask and not be vaccinated and presumably also fucking die from it. You know, some point
he's lonely in the afterlife. He wants some of his boys to come join him. You know, that makes sense.
It's just so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we at? Okay. Our next honorable mention for Daily Dumbass. Anybody who thinks Japan isn't the same thing as China, apparently, based on this, just play the fucking clip.
These Olympics, I like to call them the genocide Olympics anyway. I'm still on the team that I'm not even sure that we should be competing because there is an ongoing genocide in Xinjiang. So if we are going to go to a country, if we are going to compete and have American athletes there in a country that's committing a genocide, even more important, Harris, to have the freedom of the American flag fully represented.
Okay. So if you don't, if you don't follow sports or just the world at large, the Olympics are in Japan. And this commentator on Fox News is saying it's reprehensible that the U.S. is even participating in the Olympics because of the genocide that's going on in China. She doesn't say China, but the genocide she's referencing is happening in China, and the Olympics are in Japan. And there are so many different things that are stupid about this. First of all, she don't give a fuck about that genocide. Just the fact that it's China doing it is, you know, what makes it bad for her. But secondly, I feel like Asians with China and racism in this country are like Hispanics and Mexico. Does that make sense? Like, it, if you're from, if when it comes to racism in this country, if you're from like Honduras or something, you get called a Mexican, right? If you're Asian, you get called Chinese. And it's just such an on-the-nose example of this, but it has to do with a literal global stage event that, you know, the vast majority of people are aware of and should know the difference between, and she's on TV demonstrably not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad the Republicans have found one set of Muslims in the world they care about.
I know, right? And I'm saying, dude, they don't. Like, but yeah, but yeah, right. Yes. China's doing it, so they care about these Muslims. But yes,
yeah,
that otherwise, they don't give a fuck.
The someone was defending her, saying that, like, it's possible she's talking about the 2022 Winter Olympics are in China. So it's possible she's not stupidly mixing up China and Japan. She's stupidly mixing up 2021 and 2022.
Okay, but I was about to say, the Olympics are like about to happen.
Yes.
Why would you be talking about the next ones when the current ones are about to happen?
I personally prefer the first interpretation of her stupid better because it's funnier. But either way, it's really stupid. Yeah.
Yes, indeed it is.
You want to skip ahead to the segment?
Yes. We should definitely let's talk about Texas, Mark. Fucking get into it.
All right. So if you're not following what's going on in Texas, or rather what Texans are doing in D.C., the Texas Senate Democrats have fled the state to deprive the legislature of a quorum they would need to pass these bullshit voter laws. And it's amazing that Democrats can actually do effective political theater, because a lot of interesting shit has happened just because they did something bold. We're always in the camp of trying to say, like, just do something aggressive, fucking anything, do anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
you and I are big sports fans. Like, we both played cards, and a good strategy in life in any situation is just extreme aggression. Extreme aggression works because you press your advantage when you have it. You keep your opponent on their back foot, yada, yada, yada. You attack them, you know, when they don't expect it. You do things they don't see coming. And it causes all sorts of, like, chain reaction stuff. Like, for example, they timed this great. They went on the day before Biden's big speech about voting rights in Philadelphia. They stopped the bill in the short term. And they've got a lot of content going viral. And they've supplied the news with footage to use and broadcast, which is a very important part of thing about doing politics in 2021. Like, here, Matt, if you have that video of State Rep Doggett speaking, play it, because it was a good bit of political.
It is a time for bold action. The same kind of bold action and courage we need in the United States Senate and from this administration that these Texas colleagues of ours are demonstrating by their action. They have a much bigger challenge, because unlike the position we were in decades ago, no matter what they do, Greg Abbott and his group of extremists will never change. What can change is right here in this building. And as Dean Thompson mentioned, what we really need today is a Lyndon Johnson moment. Yes. We need the power of the presidency, a great outline in an op-ed in yesterday's Post about other things President Biden can do. We need the president and the vice president and every Democrat in this Senate working together to preserve American democracy.
So because of this aggression and these political taxes, they managed to get an actual meeting with Manchin. They went to D.C. 3 weeks ago and go and get a staffer. So they got to go yell at him a little bit. That's nice. And they created some cool memes out of it. Like, the news in Texas is calling them the Miller D's because they were getting drunk on Miller Lite in their charter bus. Right. So that's a cool little bit of blue collar, like memeification.
Dude, just like you said, the fact that they did a thing Like, seriously, that's how low the bar is for me. Like, they did a thing, and I just appreciate that. Like, we, like you said, we talk all the time about, like, being aggressive. You know, like, fuck the rules. They don't play by the rules. Play by their rules, which is do anything you can do to win. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck what the rules are. They just, all they care about is winning. And, fuck, you know, you got the fuck taking the high road. Do what it takes to get shit done, because that's how they play the game. And this is finally an example of that, you know, to me. Like, just, yeah, you can do shit. You know, you have options. And I just love to see it.
Also, this is within the rules. The rules.
No, I know. Right. Yeah.
Rules required. Like, this is the actual legitimate. You can't do it all the time, because then you just look petty. But if there's a big moment you want to make a statement, you flee the state, calls attention to it, and then the voters can see what's happening loud and clearly and decide. You know, it's democracy, right? So the voters should get to decide this, and they're going to eventually. But there's lots of good politics stuff about this. Like, for one, them fleeing the state for their reasons contrasts really well with the reasons Ted Cruz fled a couple months ago when he left. So Ted Cruz tried to talk shit about them today, and then of course got slammed. It's going to be in every news coverage.
Yeah, because Governor Greg Abbott is saying they'll be he's rounded up a posse to go find them, you know, and bring them back. And when they come back, they're going to be, you know, arrested and held in place and forced to do their job and all this shit. And
I want to show the video and of him doing that in a second, but I want to set up for a little bit, because one of the brilliant things that sometimes when you act aggressively, you cause cascading effects you didn't even plan to happen, but are positive for you, right? Just like that, because of random things that happen. They've put Greg Abbott in a huge bind. I don't even know if they could have actually known they were going to do it, because
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Abbott, one, he's being primaried by four different people, all hitting him from the right because they think he's a rhino because he actually tried some COVID stuff. So they're basically attacking him as weak, right? He's not very popular. He doesn't have the relationships in Texas like Rick Perry did when he was governor. Also, one of the things he did when Democrats walked out of the last legislative term a month or two ago and pulled basically the same move to stop this same package of reforms. One thing he did in retaliation was he vetoed funding for the legislature to cut off their paychecks and stuff.
Right.
But which you can't just cut off
the Republicans. Right. It's all of them. None of them are getting paid because of what he did.
Yeah.
And so none Abbott's of them like him.
Yeah. And Abbott's only move right now, while all the Republican staffers aren't getting their salaries, and now the legislators don't get paid very much anyway, but it's like $3,000 a year or something, but it's still like the staffers, the main thing. But like, so his only move is to keep calling 30-day special sessions after session, but none of them are going to get paid for. So as long as Democrats can stay out of state, which it obviously can't do forever because they have to make a living and they want to see their families. But Democrats did this in 2003. They fled to Oklahoma to the problem of quorum. They're trying to pass like a mid mid-decade redistricting plan to gerrymander sit further. And they eventually did come back because they couldn't stay away. But this type of movement is going to be funded. They can raise money and stay in D.C. probably for as long as they want.
I was going to say, like, you know, one of the things that makes me respect this even more is the fact that, yeah, we're talking about state level Congress people. And even when the governor isn't vetoing their pay, they don't make much at all. Right. So these people like fleeing the state, you know, to stand on principle, basically. But like, it's a real, it's not just like an empty gesture, you know, like that's a, these are just a lot of these people. Here's the thing. I don't know the background of literally any of these people, but I'm saying they're not just being propped up by cushy fucking governmental salaries or anything like that at all. They're not getting anything, and they're just doing what, you know, they think is usually right.
Usually the downside of having low paid state legislatures, you only get independently wealthy people to run for the jobs. So I would advocate for people actually being paid real salaries, so working class people can run for these offices. But in the alternative, this is fun. This is the dynamic they have. This is good. This is good. I enjoyed it, and I hope it draws more attention to the fucked up shit Republicans are doing and gets Democrats to get off their ass and create some real momentum. Because like, if you actually put this on the floor for a vote, I don't think Sinema and Manchin will have the stones to vote it down if you can get it to the floor. So, And if somebody had a good analysis of this, is like you can vote against your party in a big bill maybe once, but if you hold them to the fire on this, then maybe you get another thing out of it, even if they don't approve this.
Yeah, I just like how they're using this publicity they're getting from this to call out the Biden administration, Sinema, Manchin, and all that, being like, it essentially them being like, look, we're trying, you know, like we're actually trying here. You need to do something too. And I appreciate that. What do you think? Gun to your head, Mark, what do you think the actual ultimate outcome of this will be?
I think the two voting rights bills have a better chance of passing today than it did a month ago. I still think the odds are against it. Biden gave his big speech today and it was full of fire and brimstone trying to shame Republicans, but nothing outlined him having a plan to actually pass the bill. Because shaming Republicans isn't going to do it. the Texas Democrats, their shame could have an effect because before he's up for election, Abbott's going to have a political win. He needs to get them back. So he might have to negotiate with them to get them back in the state. But he's trying real hard to look tough right now and threatening to arrest them and block them in the Capitol when they come back to vote. So they have a quorum. But check out this video and see if he looks strong and tough to you.
They come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested, they will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done.
That ain't rope tooting, Mark.
This is a, it's a clusterfuck, but in a good way, because you get, when you're, you want to create chaos when you're fucked.
This is a, you know, a very outsider's viewpoint of this, I think, but I just appreciate how it has this kind of Western quality to it. You know, like these Texas Democrats, they're kind of like an outlaw band, you know, out there just fucking on the run, and they're famous. They're hugely popular. Posters up for them everywhere. People are, they're like folk heroes. You know what I mean? And then the fascists in control are rounding up a posse to go get them and all this shit. It's all very root tooting. I know I keep saying root tooting, but it's just a root tooting situation we got here in Texas, I feel like. And I for one appreciate it.
Look, one thing Democrats really suck at is like, people like audacity, right? Especially a nation of criminals and outlaws, like we're bank robbers or folk heroes in the 30s or whatever. Like we like when people have a little moxie and mix shit up. That's a quality neutral characteristic we respect. So it gets people's attention when you do a little bit of outlaw shit, right? People are like, oh, that seems cool. It seems like they're standing for something. Let me check out this actual issue, which is what they need, because people voting is popular. People like democracy for the most part. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move from your adopted home state into my home state, Tennessee, fucking the volunteer to get measles state. Apparently we are really on some, but so like, God damn it. Just, I don't even know how to get it. So,
all right, so
there was a lot, hang on. I just want, like, there was a long time there where I used to like claw and grasp for every opportunity I had to sort of be proud of what was going on in Tennessee. And believe it or not, there were times that that was possible, even with a Republican governor like Bill Lee, right? Or not, I'm sorry, fuck Bill Lee, like Haslam that we had for years. There would, things would pass in Tennessee, like every Tennessean gets free community college automatically. First state in the whole country to do that. And I would be like, see, look, we're not completely dipshits. We do something right every now and then. And I clung to those things, and they, those things existed, you know. But lately, I don't know what in the hell is going on in Tennessee. And it was made especially worse, like during the election cycle, like with Georgia. Everybody's looking at Georgia. It's like, look at Georgia. Georgia's coming along, and they have, they of course have since fallen out of favor, you know, but Georgia's coming along, you know, and I've, it's like, if the southern states are a group of like fuck up children from a family of alcoholic drug addicts, you know, which I think is pretty accurate, then Georgia was like getting their shit together, got a good job. Everybody's proud of Georgia, feeling good. And meanwhile, Tennessee's in the fucking parking lot in a Chevy Astro van with Mississippi and Alabama just fucking taking meth up the butthole and everything, just fucking just wiling out, just getting worse and worse. And everything I see out of Tennessee lately pisses me off even more, including this, because we are apparently not only anti-COVID vaccinations, we're just saying fuck all vaccinations in Tennessee now. All of them can fuck right off. That's right. Even the the old school class, yeah, polio, bring it back. Let's get it. We volunteer to get polio. Right? Why not? That's what we do in the volunteer state. Polio, measles, fucking you name it, we want it. Bring it all in to Tennessee, because we're anti all vaccines at this point. That's how politicized it has gotten.
Yeah. Mark. So, so when I was a kid, we would get vaccine booster shots at school. They would just go, like, they would line us up, and a school nurse would just give them. I'm sure my mom had to send her permission slip or something. So the state of Tennessee is stopping all that. They also have been doing COVID vaccines at school sites. They're for adults too. So they're pulling that. And they're just getting rid of all of it. And that was the second bad vaccine thing that happened this week in Tennessee, because you guys fired your state director of vaccine outreach because she quoted the law in a memo. people had been asking, like, she'd gotten some questions from health officials about what do we do if a teenager wants to get vaccinated, but their parent doesn't want them vaccinated. And apparently there's a big Tennessee Supreme Court case from the 80s that covers this area of law. And it basically, I don't know the exact ruling, but I guess in some cases, teenagers can decide on their own to get medical care. I'm assuming people are mad about this because it probably means abortion too. But anyway, so she just she asked the lawyer to tell her what guidance she should offer. He emailed it to her. She cut and pasted it into a memo. And now she's fucking out of a job for telling people what the law was, because people thought that meant she was trying to hold her kids down and vaccinate them or something.
This one's a doctor who was, you know, in charge of vaccines, who put out factual information about vaccines and those policies and was fired for that. And that's literally exactly what happened, because she was, I guess, you know, too pro science, this state vaccine czar medical doctor was a little too into science for people. And so she had to go. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, she's in charge of the vaccine rollout, and I think only 38% of Tennesseans are vaccinated. So they wanted to fire her for that, but I don't think that's her fault. It feels like more the legislature's fault the way this is going. So I don't know.
But if you're wondering, state, it was so many southern states, so many red states, probably all states, I don't know, but red states in particular, the Tennessee state legislature, fucking clown show, dude. Lunacy all the time. A fun fact, the very first liberal redneck video I ever made in 2016 was about the Tennessee state legislature trying to make the Holy Bible the official state book of the state of Tennessee. And it was just like, oh, now y'all give a fuck about books, huh? You know how many times I got called queer for reading when I was a kid? You tell me you care about books now because Jesus is in this one. But like,
they don't read the Bible.
No, I know. But but the thing is, when that happened in 2016, Governor Haslam, a Republican, he vetoed that bill. He kept that from happening because there used to be some amount of reason still in the leadership in the state of Tennessee. And we just do not fucking have that anymore. Instead, this is what our federal leadership is concerned about. They're concerned about things like Taylor Swift, which you can see in this clip from Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. Matt, you play the clip.
Nurse, I say if we have a socialistic government, if we have Marxism, you are going to be the first ones who will be cut off because the state would have to approve your music. And, you know, Taylor Swift came after me in my 2018 campaign, but Taylor Swift would be the first victim of that because when you look at Marxist socialist societies, they do not allow women to dress or sing or be on stage or to entertain or the type music that she would have. They don't allow protection of private intellectual property rights.
Okay, so a lot of our viewers probably, you know, presumably saw that I already made a fucking rant video about this because it pissed me off so much. But like, just to repeat myself a little bit, the idea that fucking the Christian conservative talking about the other side reining in women expressing themselves is just so unbelievably unself-aware and it's ironic. Like, she's just completely immune to irony at this point. It's just another example of how they use the word socialism, right? Like, socialism just means bad. That's what it means. Places where there is socialism, those places are bad. And these are the things that happen there, including women being oppressed, says the fucking Handmaid's Tale ass ultra conservative who would make rape victims have babies and shit. Like, it's just, Marsha Blackburn's underrated on the list of truly reprehensible pieces of shit in our government at this point in time. I mean, she's not, but you know, people on the left know she sucks. I don't know if they truly appreciate how much she sucks. Like, she's a first ballot Hall of Famer for me. She's a fucking lunatic.
It's also crazy because, like, for this late, she's not totally inaccurate that the Soviets were obsessed with controlling culture. But also for her to be like, you don't want Soviet style government because they're obsessed with controlling culture. And now here's my 2-hour rant about Lil Nas X.
Right. Or fucking wet ass pussy. Right. Fucking Cardi B. Yeah. Like that. They're the ones who flipped out about Lil Nas X and the devil or Cardi B's WAP video. Like, not us. They were the ones who are like, this shouldn't be allowed. You should shut this down. And then for her to turn, I guarantee you, she hated both of those things. And then to turn around and be like, yeah, well, you know what? If the other side had their way, there'd be no Taylor Swift. Like, every gay person in this country don't fucking love Taylor Swift. And vote Democrat for the most part. Like, get the fuck out of here.
It's also like, it's ahistorical in another way. For one, the actual people in the Soviet Union were very dedicated to getting cool music. Do you know why, like, I don't know if you know this story or not, but records were called, is this slang for records, bootleg records are called, they were called ribs or bones. Do you know what that was? They would take old x-rays and print, because it was good material to print albums on. So they would take old x-rays that were thrown away and make them into records. So when you're listening to your rock music, or your jazz music, it'd be looking at literal broken bones on the fucking record. That's metal as shit. That's cool.
Super metal, dude.
You think you're cool because you saved up your lunch money to buy Beatles and Zeppelin albums? Fucking make a bootleg tape of the Beatles or Zeppelin on a goddamn fractured tibia.
Dude, that is some fucking hardcore Russian shit right there. Yeah, metal as fuck. That's what they specialize in over there. But yeah, I, like, this is the things that the people we have in power in my home state, this is the shit they care about, while also firing the vaccine czar because she put out factual information about vaccines. And it's just like, it's just hard for me to, hard for me to feel generally optimistic about anything at all. Where, and doesn't help that the football team fucking sucks. But anyway, all right. So listen,
Matt wants us to tell you guys that the song "Dancing Queen," "Dancing Queen" was written by socialists. So I think we're in good hands here.
But in the video, I mentioned, like, you know, socialist country like Scandinavia, right? Women don't just sing there; they do it dressed up as a goddamn goose. You know, they get wild with it.
Yeah.
They get wild. Yeah. No one gives a fuck. It's fine. Matt, you can start throwing up questions and comments whenever you've got it. But yeah, we can keep going on this if you want to. What was you about to say, Mark? I feel like I cut you off with something.
Yeah, like, it's so wild to me. Like, they think it's like if we take one more step towards having a better social safety net, that means we're going to have a cultural bureau that has to approve women singers or something. It's like, how do you get from point A to, like, that's going from A to Z. Can we just go to, like, C or D? Can we just have where people can go to the doctor? And also, you can say curse words and rap about whatever you want.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's like they only ever – socialist to them just means like communist Russia and China and Cuba, right? Maybe Venezuela. That's it.
Yeah.
But then the other, like, socialist Nordic countries and stuff, they ignore until – like when the pandemic first started, Sweden was like, yeah, we're not locking down. We're not doing that. Now you got all these fucking red asses in this country being like, be more like Sweden, you know, all of a sudden. Because it just comes down to like saying the right, saying the thing they want to be said in the moment. This is so funny. Jean Vale from Facebook. Jean Vale says, what about J.D. Vance? This is so funny because J.D. Vance has been on our show outline for 2 weeks now, and we haven't gotten to him. And Mark earlier today specifically asked me, we're going to get to J.D. today? And I was like, yeah, we'll see what happens. So the very first question being about J.D. Vance is funny to me. J.D. Vance, and I'm going to turn it over to Mark, but I want to do a full disclosure thing here. J.D. Vance and me, you know, and he got jerked off a whole lot more. He sure did. But we kind of popped around the same time. He put his book out all intellectual-like, and I was just talking shit on my iPhone. But it happened around the same time, and we're both, you know, fucking from white trash America or whatever. And so we got kind of looped in together a little bit. I know J.D. Vance. I've met him. He has come to my comedy shows. I've hung out with him afterwards, had a beer with him and shit like that. I want y'all to know that because it's just hard. Listen, guys, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed, okay, is what I'm trying to say. I'm a dad, and in true dad fashion, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed with J.D. Vance because I do know him a little bit, and I just what's going on lately with him, I'm not a big fan of, and I'll let Mark tell you what's going on with him.
I don't know him, so I can just all I know is his public statements and persona, and his behavior is that of an psychopathic, power-hungry, craven dirtbag. Because it made sense that he hit for you in 2016 because he was very anti-Trump in 2016.
Absolutely. I want people to remember that. If you don't remember now, go back. In 2016, at the time I'm talking about, J.D. Vance was saying very, very different shit than he's saying now, which is kind of the whole point. That's what's gotten him into hot water now. At the time, he was shit-talking Trump, saying this guy's a fucking nightmare. It was not what it is right now in 2016 when I met the man, just so y'all know.
Here's a couple of quotes from J.D. in 2016. I quickly realized that Trump's actual policy proposals, such as they are, range from immoral to absurd. Mr. Trump is unfit for a nation's higher office. Mr. Trump, like too much of the church, offers little more than an excuse to project complex problems onto simple villains. By the way, since then, he's also started going to church performatively. He's become religious since then, or at least pretends to. I don't know what's in the man's heart. This is my favorite one. Trump is cultural heroin. He makes some people feel better for a bit, but he cannot fix what ails them, and one day they will realize it.
That's a good tweet, in my opinion. In 2016, that's a good tweet, you know? But now he's buried all those tweets, and he's walked them all back because he's getting shit on for it because you can't do that.
Yeah, he supported Evan McMullen. He voted for Evan McMullen. Well, he said he voted for Evan McMullen in 2016. So he identified as conservative, but as a sane one, right? He just wanted, less a more business-friendly tax regulatory environment was basically where he was at. So, but this is how he explains himself. Quote, Trump is, he literally said in this interview, I flip-flopped on Trump. He's not hiding it, but he said this to Time Magazine. None of the people whose votes he needs in Ohio are going to read Time Magazine. So he can do this wink and nod dance till he leap and say and try to explain himself, and then go say trash shit online. So he says, Trump is the leader of this movement, and if I actually care about these people and the things I say I care about, I need to suck it up and support him. So even now he's saying, I'm still reluctantly support him. I know he sucks, but I've got to do this jig if I want to be. If I want to lead this mob, I have to see where they're going, and then run out in front of them and act like I'm in charge of it, right? It's the same fucking move all these guys try to play. By the way, he's selling his soul and looking like an absolute moron to poll at 4% in like fifth place. It's not going to work because, like we talked about with Don Jr., he doesn't fucking have it. He doesn't have the juice.
Right.
He's like this today. He tweeted that like Fauci suggested that kids under 2 should wear masks in public for a while because we don't really know with things opening back up how safe it's going to be for little kids. He called that child abuse. He told people to instead to think about anti-racism, they should go to church. He went on Seb Gorka's show. Seb Gorka he's from Hungary. His dad was a member of a Hungarian organization that's considered like Nazi adjacent. It was like a Rotary Club for Nazis in the World War II era in Hungary. So somebody tweeted about that. He just said it was gross to call out Seb for being a descendant of Nazis and wearing a Nazi pin to Trump's inauguration. And then he tweeted the thing about like, I'm going to New York. Is it more like Walking Dead or like the Purge, Anarchy or whatever? By the way, New York's one of the safest cities in the world. It's just pure that you're just appealing to pure racism because more brown people live there. And so the rest of the country thinks it's dangerous. By the way, Cincinnati, where he lives, has a much higher violent crime rate than New York City. So fuck you, JD, piece of shit.
Yeah, and didn't he live in San Francisco for years? You know, it's like that's one like, you know, that's what my mamaw thinks about New York and LA and whatnot. And he knows that, which is why he says it. You know, it's like my mamaw, who hates Donald Trump, by the way, and loves her gay son, just so y'all know, she still, like, she thinks I'm going to get stabbed every day I walk out of the house in Los Angeles. Yeah. She thinks it's a homicidal cesspool out here. And I always tell her, like, mamaw, I live in Elysium, okay? It's fine. But that's just, you know, mamaws will do, they will do as mamaws do, but this motherfucker trying to pull some meemaw shit when he ain't a meemaw, I don't appreciate it.
It messes with your sense of reality because, like, if I flip past Tucker Carlson, he'll have a 6-month-old footage of one burning cop car playing on a loop. It makes it look like Los Angeles is, like, on fire. But then I look out my window and I'm like, sunshine and birds chirping. Everybody's holding hands, right. Being nice.
Yeah. Kim Hunsucker says his book basically argues that churches save the hillbillies from all their vices. You know what's weird? It's like I'm not gonna lie. I remember reading that book because literally every person I met out here in this industry was like, "Do you know hillbilly? You're a hillbilly. Do you know Hillbilly Elegy?" Right? And so I read the book, and I remember the major red flag to me was him talking about like payday advance places, those like checking the cash type places, you know, those like mini loan deals that are super predatory, whatever. He was like, listen, that was the difference between putting food on the table or not. And I remember reading that and being like, dude, what the fuck? This shit preys on our people, like, violently. So you can't spend this shit. You know, and that was the first major red flag to me. But I still have been surprised at the sort of the spiral that has commenced since that time.
I mean, this has nothing to do with why he's in the news recently. But for years, Bill Cosby's whole jig was telling white Americans that it's like black people's own fault for being behind economically and educationally because they won't pull their pants up.
JD Vance absolutely did that.
JD Vance is the Appalachian version of that. It's like.
They're lazy. They're late. They don't. They could have fixed it. They don't want to fix it.
Yeah,
that's what was happening.
What's that got to do with the mill going moving out of town, JD? What's that got to do with like the, dude?
It's one of those things where like even like I, it was such a huge book at the time and everything, and I read it, and a lot of the like details of it rang true to me. Cause it's like, you know, I know these people. I know what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I related very heavily to it, but a lot of the conclusions that he drew. Like, even at the time, I remember being like, I don't know about that shit, man. You know what I mean? But, like, I was still kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt in the moment. But yes, he absolutely does that. He blank, like, yeah, he's just like, no, they're lazy. You know, they don't want to do better. They could do better, but they don't want to do better. You know,
the talking out of both sides of his mouth, like one of his big things, he's trying to latch on to this populism thing, right wing populism thing, by running against big tech. Meanwhile, the venture capital run that he co-owns, his partner we talked about a couple weeks ago is Peter Thiel, who made all of his money from Facebook and PayPal. So if you think J.D. Vance is actually the guy who runs the Silicon Valley venture capital fund is actually anti-big tech, I'll sell you right on fucking unicorn. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's like he doesn't mean anything he's saying. He says something different to every audience he talks to. And guys like that scare me more than anybody, because like guys like him and guys like Ted Cruz would be political climbers no matter where they were, because they don't have any actual ideology. They just want power and they want status. If they were born in Soviet Union, they would be members of the party, right? They don't fucking believe in shit, and that's very frightening to me. At least Trump had a few core beliefs. Not really, they were nonsense ones, but yeah,
I don't know, but anyway, you know, fuck.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Gene, for
You know, get it together, dog. Fuck all that. Quit fucking with them. They're not going to give you what you want. Give up on it. And, you know.
You can't. They can smell it on you. You went to Yale. They know you're not fucking crazy. You're not going to fool them into thinking you're crazy. The guy he's losing to is named Seth Mandel, who fakes a Southern accent to sound more earthy. If you hear, like, he literally, you can hear him adopt the Southern accent, even though he also, someone asked him, he said we should base all our laws on the Bible. Meanwhile, he's Jewish, so he doesn't even mean that, but he's pure fucking crazy. He's crazy, and JD can't fake it. So,
all right. Nick Starr says from Facebook says, Trey, are y'all doing meet and greets for your show asking for Seattle? Actually, that's still kind of up in the air. That's one of those deals where it's not really up to us. It kind of just depends on how it plays out. I think right now, I think we're not, but we would love to. It's just, you know, it just depends on COVID and all that shit. And it's not really up to us. We'd love to do meet and greets. If we can, we will, but we may not be able to. And I can't really answer that because fucking dipshits won't put masks on and there's a variant about and who knows what the fuck's going to happen. So it's impossible for me to answer, but we want to do them. So if we don't do them, it's not because we don't want to, just so you know. All right. Well, I believe that's it. Thank you all very much. We'll be back in a week from now. Yeah, and on that note, come see me on tour. Thank you, Producer Matt, for reminding me. WellRedComedy.com. Get your tickets. Come holler at us. Whether we have meet and greets or not, we will still have a damn good time, I promise you. Been writing all my new shit. Fucking feeling good about it, buddy. I'm feeling good about it, Mark. I'm fired up.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. Come out there and see us. All right. Well, that's it.
Drew's been on the road knocking his rust off, buddy. You're going to have to, like,
that's true. Put in work. Yes, just so y'all know, if you see us early on in the goings, fucking Drew's been out there doing shows. He slipped in advance of that motherfucker trying to get a leg up on me and Corey is what's happened. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Love y'all very much. Love you like chicken. Come back next week for Weekly Skews. We'll be right here. Say goodbye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.